利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们下午再来一起来查考，约瑟的故事。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the story of Joseph.
我们先来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
从第九节开始，我们看到一批人。
From verse 9 on, we see a group of people.
那这些人呢，是站在神宝座跟羔羊的面前。
And these people are standing before the throne.
他们穿着很特殊的白衣服。
And before the Lamb, and they're clothed with a special white robe.
好，我们看十四节哈。
Let's read verse 14.
那个约翰就对那个跟他讲话那长老说哈，我主你知道了哈。
John said to the elder that he was speaking to, he said, Sir, you know.
那个长老就对他说。
And the elder said to him,
来介绍这些人。
He introduced these beings to him.
这些人是谁呢?
Who are these people?
这些人是从大患难中出来的。
These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
在新约里面，当然我们要有靠着宝血了。
And they have been washed with the blood.
那把自己的衣服要洗白净了。
And they have washed their robes and made them white.
今天早上我们有提到那个约瑟的苦难。
This morning we share about the tribulations of Joseph.
人陷在苦难里面，人如果掉到苦难里面
，If a person were to fall into tribulation,
像约瑟的苦难
，like Joseph's,
一定要出来。
We must come out of it.
你在苦难里面，你不出来会被苦难淹死。
If you are in tribulation and you remain in it, you will be swallowed by it.
那苦难要自己走出来。
So you need to walk out from the tribulation
yourself.
这边
说，这些人是从大患难中出来。
And here it says that these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
是自己走，没有人抱你啊。
They walked out of tribulation themselves. Nobody went in to pull them out.
你蹲在那里，坐在那里，哭在那里，没有用。
It's not going to help if you simply sit there and you cry there.
苦难一定要自己走出来。
You need to walk out of tribulation yourself.
苦难不一定是你做错什么事情。
When you're in tribulation, it does not necessarily mean that you have done something wrong.
主耶稣，虽然是主耶稣帮助，但是也要自己走出来。
We know that Jesus will help us, but at the same time, we need to walk out.Of the tribulation ourselves.
今天早上我们有提到约瑟的两个苦难。
This morning we talked about the two trials of Joseph.
其实他都对。
We know that he was correct in both instances.
他的优点，他的恩典，变成他苦难的原因。
His personal strength and the grace that was on him became the reasons for his suffering.
如果他不接受爸爸的才艺。
If he were to refuse the robe that his father, the colorful coat that his father wanted to give him,
神不给他两个梦
and God didn't give him his dreams.
他不听爸爸的话，爸爸说你去看哥哥们看羊，他就跑出去玩一玩，回来说，哎呀，他们很好。
If he were to refuse his father's command, or that he had gone to look for the brothers but did not find them and came back,
他不会被卖呀。
He would not have been sold.
但是。他就遇到了苦难了。
But because he did all that, he encountered tribulation.
他如果长得丑丑的
if he had been an ugly person,
没人要
and nobody would admire him.
或是他那么小就大光头，我看大家看了就跑。
Perhaps he was a bald head, and everyone that saw him would have run away.
对这个的就不会遇到那么大的苦难了。
And if he had all that, he wouldn't have encountered such great tribulation that he had.
他如果不敬畏神,
if he did not fear God,
你自己跑来的, 我没有跟你要啊。
And,
那个他的祖母是自己来找来的，一直找，一直找，找来的。
And his master's wife came to him on her own.
但是就是因为敬畏神。
It's because that he feared God.
现在变成罪犯。
He became a sinner or a prisoner.
你看祖母厉害啊，有物证人证，并且喊得很大声。
His master's wife was very cunning. She had evidence of things, and he had witnesses. She had witnesses.
就说谁会相信谁啊？
So this time, who would the master believe?
耶稣一句话都没有讲在圣经了，没有。
According to the Bible, Joseph didn't say anything.
放到监牢里面。
He was put in jail.
如果这时候你在想说神跟我同在，你想的心痛啊，会不会？
If he at this moment remember how God was supposed to be with him, he would be very sorrowful.
神跟我同在越来越糟糕。
The more that God was with me, the worse the situation becomes.
糟糕一次就够了，糟糕两次。
It seemed great enough that I have one such tribulation, but I'm encountering it a second time.
现在变成囚犯。
And now I'm a prisoner.
我们一想到囚，那个监牢里面一定不是阳光普照的。
When we think of jail, we don't think of it as a happy place with sunshine.
真的是闷死人哦。
It is a place of darkness.
如果他有做错，哦，还可以想说啊，反正我做那么多的恶事，关一下也无所谓啊，还可以自己原谅自己。
If he had done something wrong, perhaps he would be able to accept the fact that he was in jail and he was serving his time.
但一路的苦难是这样子来的。
But his suffering came from nothing.
现在掉到最深的。
And he fell to the very bottom of the to the very bottom.
要跟谁说？
Who could he talk to?
但是我们知道。
But we know.
我们每一句话在神面前讲的，神都听了。
All the words that we speak, God hears.
只是时候问题啊，神都听到了，但是神不一定要照你的时间来做。
God has heard everything. It is just that he has not acted. He is acting in his own time.
诗篇说，每一滴你的眼泪都在神的皮带里面。在古时候，皮带是不会蒸发掉的，一直保持的。
In the book of Psalms, it says that every tear that we shed has been saved up in a pouch.
他在监牢里面。
Joseph was in jail.
我们看，其实他是内心光明的。
But we can still see that it was full of light in his heart.
如果你出门的时候，今天不要今天，你明天哈，安息日最好不要。你明天想说去逛街，穿得好漂亮，一出来就踩到狗屎。
For example, if you decide to go shopping tomorrow and you dress yourself very nicely, as soon as you step out of the door, you step into some dog droppings.
你一甩要甩到你的漂亮衣服。
And you try to get rid of it, and then the thing got onto your dress.
这个时候你正在甩来甩去的时候，满身臭的时候，如果有人来问路，你绝对。如果你会还会非常的有礼貌说哦怎么走，你是一流。
And so as you're trying to get rid of the dog dropping on your shoe, if someone were to come to ask for directions, if you're able to give them directions kindly, it means that you're a very polite person.
但是在监牢里面，神也跟他同在了。
But we can see that even in jail, God was with him.
我们看四十节。
Let's turn to
四十章第六节。
Genesis chapter 40, verse 6.
到了早晨哦，四十章创世纪四十章六节。
Genesis chapter 40, verse 6.
约瑟进到他们那里，见他们有愁闷的样子。
And Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad.
表示自己没有自己不愁闷啊。
It implied that Joseph himself was not sad.
真的，你自己在愁闷，看不到别人愁闷。
If you're a sad person, you will not be able to see other people's sadness.
他一定会想，我苦到这个样子，你的苦还比我苦吗？
Because a sad person would think that my sadness is worse than your suffering.
这时候我们知道他已经从这苦难当中慢慢走出来。
So from this we know that he had already walked out of his sadness or suffering.
因为他能够关心到别人。
He was able to care for other people.
好了，他这个做梦的小孩。
And so this dreamer.
梦跟他一生是很有关系的。
We know that his life is full of dreams.
接下来九正跟善长又做梦。
And so the bearer of the cup and the baker had dreams.
约瑟做梦的人给他们解梦。
And so the dreamer Joseph explained their dreams for
them.
And once he explained, interpreted their dreams,
照他所结的完全一样。
It was fulfilled according to what he had predicted or interpreted.
好，我们看四十章。
Let's turn to chapter 40.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
他这是对酒政讲的了哈。
This is what he said to the cupbearer.
他想说这可能是一个转机啊。
And so he thought that this was a turning point.
因为酒政回去还要当酒政。
Because once the cupbearer returned to his post, he would continue to be a cupbearer.
散长出去就要被砍头啊。
And the butler or the baker would be executed.
所以他就跟酒政这样说了。
So he said to the cupbearer.
哎，他说，哦，但第十四节，但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我。
But remember me when it is well with you.
哎，他想说这是一个机会吧。
He thought to himself, this is my chance.
人已经掉到水里面，随便抓一个竹子，抓一个板子，什么都好了，抓有什么东西抓就抓。
If you were to fall into the water, you would try and grasp hold of anything that would help you get out of it.
他说：“求你施恩给我。”
And he said to him, "Please show kindness to me."
在法老面前提说我了。
Make mention of me to Pharaoh.
救出这个监牢。
And get me out of this house.
十五节。
Verse 15, for indeed I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon.
这个人很有慈悲心的。
And so this person is very full of compassion.
他不会把事实，他没有讲事实哦，把事实讲得比较松一点了。
He did not explain the truth very fully in detail. He just briefly mentioned.
他是被拐来的，他没有说我那些没有良心的哥哥们把我卖到这里。他如果讲这样也是对的。
He could have said that his evil brothers had sold him to this place, but rather he briefly described it as he was stolen away from the land.
他只是说我被拐来了。
He said that he was stolen away.
那怪我自己不聪明嘛。
And so in a way, he's saying that perhaps he was the one that was being foolish, and that's why he's here.
他还没有说就是那个大淫妇害我啊。
And he did not say that the great harlot caused him to be in jail.
我一个人没办法，应该组一个小组去调查看的怎么样。
And he didn't say that, let me form an investigation team to help me.
他完全没有提那个他的祖母。
He did not mention about his master's wife at all.
他说我没有做什么。
He said I didn't do anything.
好了，这时候他想说，这是一个机会。
But he thought to himself that this is his chance.
他已经求人了。
And he asked someone to help him.
第一次他求人救他。
So this is the first time he asked someone to help him.
但是呢，我们看二十三节，最后一节。
But let us read verse 23 and see what happens.
酒政却不纪念约瑟，竟忘了他。
Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but
忘了他的苦难
了。And he forgot him.
不纪念他。
He forgot him.
其实不是故意的。
He did not do that intentionally.
好了，做梦的别人又做梦了，现在换法老做梦。
And so another person had a dream. This time it was the Pharaoh.
法老又做两个梦。
The Pharaoh had a dream.
好，接下来法老也不晓得怎么办了。
And the Pharaoh didn't know what to do.
没有人能够解闷。
No one was able to interpret his dream.
第九节啊。
Verse 9.
那个时候呢，酒政就对法老说了：“我今日想起我的罪来了。”
And the chief butler, the cupbearer, spoke to Pharaoh, saying, "I remember my fault this day."
表示这两年他不是故意把他忘记的。
It means that he had not forgotten about Joseph intentionally.
莫名其妙就忘了。
It is very strange that he just for some reason forgot.
现在想起来了。
And then he remembered at this moment.
约瑟啊。
That Joseph.
在这之前，如果他替法老讲的话，顶多只是放他一条生路啊。
If he had mentioned about Joseph to Pharaoh at the time that he got out of jail, the most that he could have done for Joseph was to save him from jail.
这个救赎的这个历史没有办法继续了。
And the plan of salvation could not have continued.
还要再多两年。
He needed to wait 2 more years.
每次监牢的门开的时候。
Every time
监牢的门开。
Every time the jail doors are open.
每次约瑟好像有希望，哎，是不是轮到我了？
Joseph may have had hope that it was his time to go.
但是没有。
But his chance did not come.
神有神的时间。
God has his timing.
经过两年。
After 2 years.
哎，久正说，我想起我的罪来了。
The chief butler remember his faults.
如果他是故意的，那他现在也不会讲啊。讲自己的罪，这个还得了？
If he had done it intentionally, he wouldn't have said this.
所以现在他就出去了。
And so in this way, Joseph was able to get out of jail.
一出去，我们当然知道，就当宰相了。
And once he came out, he became the prime minister.
当宰相之后
，After he became prime minister,
我们来看第四十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 41.
这个时候他已经三十岁了。
At this time, he was 30 years old.
应该算年轻吧。
He's still very young.
都当宰相了。
But he was already a prime minister.
如果从37章的17岁到现在已经13年过去了。
From chapter 37, when he was 17 years old, 13 years have passed.
好，那接下来呢？当宰相之后，接下来就是有七年的丰收的年。
After he became prime minister, the land of Egypt had 7 years of harvest.
好，在这个七年里面，我们看到他内心是挣扎的。
And during these 7 years, we can see that he struggled in his heart.
在当时，跟以前的中国人一样。你的希望都放在孩子身上。
At the time, their culture was similar to the Chinese culture in that you place your hope in your children.
我们来看五十一节哈。
Let's turn to verse
51. 四十一章五十一节。
Chapter 41, verse 51.
这里我们看到约瑟生了两个儿子。
Joseph had two sons.
五十一节。
Verse 51.
长子给他起名叫做马拿西。
Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh.
你那边有小字吗？或是注解？是吗
？For God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house。
这边就是说，就是使之忘了。其实马拿西就是忘记了。
So the name Manasseh means that
忘了吧
？To forget。
忘记什么
？To forget what？
忘记两件事情。
To forget two things。
神是忘记一切的困苦。
That is to forget all his toil.
让这困苦忘了。
And to forget all the sufferings he had gone through. Number two.
要忘我父的全家。
To forget about all of his father's house.
这个家卖我这么苦，我跟他切断了。
Because he was sold by his own family, he wants to sever his relationship with his family.
想到就心痛。
Because every time he thought of that, he was very sorrowful.
所以呢，他每天早晨起来喊小孩马拿西起床。
So every morning, if he were to wake up his son, he would say, call his name.
就是说忘了吧。
He would repeat to himself once more, forget about it.
后来小孩问了、爸爸你怎么把我起名叫忘了？
Perhaps his children would ask him, why do you name me Manasseh?
要忘，一直讲忘，记得更清楚啊。
The more you try to forget, the more you remember.
每次想忘了吧，又记起来。
Every time,
苦难我的父家，那家里那十个老兄。
Every time he called his son's name, it reminded him of the things that he wanted to forget, especially the 10 older brothers that he had.
第二个又生个小孩。
He had a second son.
就说叫以法莲啊。
His name was Ephraim.
就是昌盛。
It is to be fruitful.
他说我在这里可以昌盛啊。
It means that he could be fruitful in this land.
所以这两个合起来啊。
So the two in combination.
他说因为神说，因为他说神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
Means that God has caused him to be fruitful in the land of his affliction.
忘了吧。
And so he had to forget.
昌盛吧。
But he would be fruitful.
重新开始。
To have a new start.
这样经过了前面的七年。
So in this way, 7 years passed.
那四十二章呢？
In chapter 42.
他哥哥们又来了。
His brothers came to him.
因为七年的丰年之后，接下来七年的饥荒年开始了。
After 7 years of abundant harvest, they had 7 years of famine.
每一代都遇到饥荒。
Every generation would encounter famine.
亚伯兰、以撒、雅各，每一代都有饥荒。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
好，现在他们十个哥哥们来了。
So the ten brothers came.
我们看第四十二章的第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 42, verse 6.
就说约瑟看哥哥们来了。
Now Joseph saw his brothers came.
这时候哥哥们是连伏于地向他下拜。
They came bowing down their head, bowing down before him with their faces to the earth.
这是二十二年以前的梦啊。
This had been predicted in a dream 22 years ago.
现在是真的在他眼前。
But it was realized in front of him.
你眼睛闭起来，你可不可以想到你二十二年在做什么？
If you close your eyes, can you remember what you did 22 years ago?
这当中很多事情你都忘记了。
There are many things that happened 22 years ago that
很痛的事情你可能忘了。
Perhaps there were some sad memories that you prefer to forget. Or there are some memories that you no longer feel painful about.
约瑟最后几年一直在喊忘了，忘了，忘了。
And in the previous years, Joseph kept calling the name forget.
英文有一个什么 forgive, forget 嘛，是不是？
Forgive and forget.
是不是 forgive? For, 你讲讲看。
Forgive and forget.
对啊 ，forgive, forget 不是吗 ？Forgiven 就是把它赦免，就是把它忘了，这是骗人的。英文这句话骗人了。
I think it's
绝对不可能的。
It's impossible to forgive and forget.
你 forget 就没有 forgiven 了。
If you have forgotten, it means that you haven't forgiven.
是不是？你已经忘了，你还说啊，我原谅他，这个你说谎啊。
If you
已经忘了嘛，那是假忘记。
If you say that you've forgotten and at the same time you have forgiven, it's a false statement.
好，这个是不合理的。
Because it makes no sense.
他一直喊喊了九年哦。
So he called this name for 9 years.
就说因为七年丰年，接下来又两年的那个饥荒，九年了，他每天都在喊马拉西，马拉西。
So for 7 years of abundant harvest and 2 years into the famine years, he continued to call his son's name Manasseh every day.
好，第七节。
Verse 7.
约瑟看见他哥哥们。
Joseph saw his brothers,
就认得他们,
and he recognized them.
一看，哇，这个十个啊，二十二年前就是害我很惨的这十个。
He recognized the ten older brothers that did harm to him 22 years ago.
约瑟现在很老，很世故了，很应该说社会经验有了，因为宰相当了那么久了嘛，九年了哈。
Joseph had been the prime minister for 9 years, so he was mature and full of experiences in society.
认得他们。
He recognized them.
但是接下来说，却装作生人。
But he acted as a stranger.
然后呢，向他们说些严厉的话。
And he spoke roughly to them.
那睁着眼睛说瞎话。
And so he was lying.
说你们从哪里来？
And he pretended not to know them, and he said to them.
当然晓得他从哪里来、啊。
Of course, he knew where they came from.
就是再怎么搬家 也搬不了这个迦南地啊。
No matter
你说我昨天搬家了，你美国就是搬你50州，随便你搬还是在美国，怎么不晓得你从美国来
？Because they came from the no matter where his family would have moved around to, they would have still stayed in the land of Canaan.
他说你们从哪里来？
So he asked them, "Where do you come from?"
他说我们是从迦南地来抵粮的啦。
They said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food."
啊，接下来第八节哈。
In verse 8.
重复一次，圣经这么记载。
It is repeated once more.
约瑟认得他哥哥们。
It is recorded once more that Joseph recognized his brothers.
但是他们当然不认识，他们绝对没想到说坐在那里的宰相是我们卖出去的那个老十一啊。
But they did not, the brothers did not recognize him because they would not have thought that they would meet his brother, the prime minister today.
第九节。
Verse 9.
约瑟想起了。
Then Joseph remembered.
他喊了九年的忘记，但是是想起来的。
He had tried to forget for 9 years, but he remember.
想起从前所做的那两个梦。
He remembered the 2 dreams that he had dreamt about.
真正的你们跪在这里了哈。
And he could see that they were kneeling in front of him.
于是讲得更严重了。
And so he said something even harsher to them.
他就对他们说了。你们是奸细来窥探这地的虚实。
He said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land."
这个是约瑟发明出来的罪啊。
This is what Joseph invented these crimes.
约瑟要把他们绑起来。
Joseph wanted to bind them.
你可以看到接下来他哥哥们这十个实在是。牧羊人是很老实的，虽然以前做坏事，但是那坏事不是、啊、很老实，怎么会去 当这个奸细呢？不可能的。
And so his ten brothers were shepherds, and even though they had done some evil things in the past, they were very pretty honest individuals.
约瑟把这个大帽子套在他们头上。
And so when Joseph accused them of being spies,
如果把这个罪名说是确认的话，可能都是砍头的。因为你是奸细来探地的窥虚实，就是要来把这个国给灭了，所以就应该是杀头的。
If he were to continue to press on and to prosecute them, they would be killed for being spies.
这十个人，你看多老实啊！
But these ten people were very honest.
他说：“主啊，不是的。”
They said, "No, my lord."
仆人是来抵粮的啦，来买粮食，我们家饥荒啊。
Your servants have come to buy food.
他们越讲越多，想说他们介绍自己家，介绍多一点，他可能会相信。
And so they continue to introduce their family, thinking that the more they let the prime minister know, the more he would believe them.
我们都是一个人的儿子啦。
They said, we're all one man's sons.
当然约瑟心里有数啊，当然我知道啊，也是我爸爸，就是雅各啊。
Of course, Joseph knew that. They did not need to explain to him.
我们不是奸细的。
They said we are not spies.
十二节
，verse 12。
耶稣说了，不然呢，不是这样，你们一定是来窥探这个地的虚实的。
But Joseph said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land."
他们一直讲说不是，所以十三节说了。
And then, but the brothers continued to deny it. In verse 13, they said.
他们说我们本来是有十二个人呢。
Your servants are 12 brothers.
那迦南地有。是迦南地的一个人的儿子了。
The sons of one man in the land of Canaan.
最小的现在还在我们爸爸那里了。
And in fact, the youngest is with our father today.
那我们来了十个了。
And the 10 of us came.
一个没有了。
And one is no more.
约瑟说啊，就是我啊。
And Joseph probably thought to himself, the missing one is me.
你看十四节，那你看约瑟的反应。
Let's look at Joseph's reaction in verse 14.
约瑟说：“我才说你们是奸细，这话实在不错。”
He said, "It is as I spoke to you, saying you are spies."
我指着法老的性命起誓啊，把小的带来。
He said, "By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not leave this place unless you bring the youngest brother."
因为最小的是跟他同父同母的，这其他都是同父异母的了。
The youngest brother is the son of both his own mother and father. The other brothers are his half-brothers.
你看第十六节的最后也是说你们一定是奸细。
At the end of verse 16, he continues to accuse them of being spies.
我们看十七节。
Verse
17. 约瑟把他们都下在监里。
So Joseph put them all together in prison.
关起来。
He put them all together in prison.
你把别人关起来，其实你自己也被关起来了。
When you put someone else in jail, you yourself have been jailed.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第六章。
Chapter 6.
他们熟悉的这里哈，不要就不背，不要就不背哈。37节，请念。
Verse 37. Luke chapter 6 verse 37. Judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven.
那个你那边有没有小字啊？ 中文有小字哈，饶恕原文做释放。
The original meaning of the word forgive is to release.、嗯、
对，是 release。在希腊文里面，这个字就是 aphiemi， 就是 release， 放了。
In the original text, Greek text, the word means to release.
所以所谓的饶恕人，其实饶恕的意思不是说忘记啊，这个你说你昨天打我，我把你饶恕了，把你忘了，你讲这个话是谎话，忘了还会讲出来吗？
To forgive does not mean to forget. If you were to say that I forgive you, to forgive means to release of the other person.
我们来看这个例子，主耶稣所讲的哈，我们很熟悉的就是70个7次的这个赦免。
Let's turn to a passage about forgiving 70 times 7.
那个马太福音18章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
我们看27节的最后哈。
At the end of verse 27.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了。所谓饶恕，就是把他释放了。
The master of the servant was moved with compassion. He released him. It means to forgive and to release.
好，那这个不怜悯的这个被释放的人一出去。
And the unforgiving servant, once he is released,
那个欠他。十两的。
He found someone who owed him 100 denarii.
然后呢，就把他下到监里面。
And he laid hands on him and put him in jail. Verse 30.
其实把他下到监里，就是不释放他，就是不饶恕。
And he threw him into prison. It means that he decided not to release him of his debt.
那这个主人一听，又把那个没有良心那个要抓来，又把他放到监牢里面。
When the master found out about this, he went to get the unforgiving servant.
在圣经里面的这个饶恕跟世上的这个钱的来往的饶恕或是赦免是不一样的。
According to the Bible, to forgive is different from the forgiving of debt It's different from forgiving of debt.
那个圣经里面所谓的饶恕就是释放。
To forgive in the Bible means to release.
释放了以后你再换又把你抓回来。
If you have been released,
或是说你没有再释放别人就把你抓回来了。你说你已经赦免了，把我的罪都已经赦了，就是这里的那个债都已经免了，怎么又来讨债？不是的，只是放了你，没有忘记，还是会把你找回来的。
Here to release means that you can let the other person go, but if that person is not willing to release others, it means that the master can still go and recapture the servant. It doesn't mean that the master has forgotten about the debt.
所以耶瑟经过了这么多年，22年了。
So after 22 years,
虽然他很努力的想要释放。
Even though Joseph tried very hard to release his brothers,
他现在已经很好了。
And he felt at peace, it seems.
在当时社会还能够当比这个更高的官吗？
It seems he was doing very well in society and he was very high up as a government official.
一切都变成这么好了。
And his life was good.
他还这么努力的要把他忘了。
And he tried very hard to forget.
但是没办法。
But he was not able to.
你看他面对到回到22年前
When he had to face what had happened 22 years ago,
他又想起
He remembered.
咬住
He continued to hold on.
你们是奸细奸细奸细，你看他讲了多少次
He accused his brothers of being spies.
奸细放到监里面
And by his accusal, he put them in jail.
他心也没有办法放开。
His heart was not able to release his brothers.
每个人都有这样的经验了，这很正常的。
We all have had this experience, and it is normal.
如果约瑟他的哥哥们爬在那里，他就马上跑过去抱着他们。哎呀，哥哥啊，没有关系啊，你看我现在当宰相了啊，叫爸爸来，哦，应酬全部消灭， 那就不是约瑟了。
It would seem abnormal if he would be able to immediately accept his brothers and embrace them and to ask them to bring his father to come to Egypt.
我们来看第十八节。
Let's turn to
十四章十八节，创世纪。
Genesis chapter 42, verse 18.
到了第三天了。
On the third day.
他关人关了三天，其实自己也被关了三天。
He had put them in jail for 3 days, but in those 3 days, he himself was in jail.
他就对他们说了。
He said to them,
我是敬畏神的。
I fear God.
敬畏神闷三天呢。
And he feared God and he closed himself in for 3 days.
关人关三天。
He jailed them for 3 days.
如果不敬畏神，可能关三个月、三年、三四年。我都没有听过吗？不共戴天之仇啊，就一生一世气到死。
He could have jailed them for 3 months or 3 years, but because he feared God, he let them out.
敬畏神三天。
Because he feared God, he only kept them for 3 days.
三天就说，你们留一个，其他的放你走。
He said to them, "Let one of your brothers be confined to this place, and the rest of you may go."
还是关一个。
And so he decided to keep one of them.
然后呢，这个事情定了。
It was decided.
他们弟兄就开始自己在讲话了。
The brothers conversed with each other amongst themselves.
想起二十二年前。
They remember what happened 22 years ago.
我们那个约瑟哀求的时候，我们不理他。
They remember how when Joseph pleaded with them, they did not care.
你看现在苦难临到我们了。
And now the suffering, this tribulation has come upon us.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
刘便就讲了。
Reuben said,
我不是说吗？不要对这个说过不要伤害他吗？
Did I not speak to you saying, do not sin against the boy?
你看，只是你们不听。
And you wouldn't listen.
所以流他血的罪归到我们了。
Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us.
他们用他们的乡谈在讲。
They spoke to each other in their mother tongue.
他们不知道约瑟听懂。
They did not know that Joseph could understand them.
他们弟兄反悔了。
The brothers were sorrowful.
我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
约瑟听懂了。
Joseph understood.
约瑟他是宰相哦。
He was the prime minister.
他坐在高高的位上。
He was sitting on a very noble seat.
他是有官样的。
He was dressed as a government official.
二十四节说他就转身退去。
In verse 24, it said, he turned himself away from them.
出去到外面去哭一下。
And he wept.
他哭了一场。
He cried.
又回来对他们说。
And he returned to them again and spoke to them.
敬畏神的人的心会被感动。
A person who fears God, his heart is easy to, it can be moved.
不敬畏神的人心硬的，没办法。
A person that does not fear God has a heart that is hardened.
埃及法老心硬啊，怎么惩罚怎么讲没有用，到最后只能全军覆没，一次再一次。
The Pharaoh of Egypt had a hardened heart, and so no matter what happened throughout the plagues, he hardened his heart, and at the end he lost his army.
约瑟哭了。
Joseph cried.
事情没那么好办的。
It's,
事情不是说一哭就结束了。
It's not as if he cried and everything would be resolved.
因为这个苦难，这个伤痕很深很重。
Because the hurt that he had suffered was very very deep.
还是留一个，九个回去。
So he said to them, "Just leave one brother behind. The rest of the nine brothers can return."
要把最小的，就是他的亲弟弟带来。
And he wanted to bring his own little brother next time.
他们回去了。
The brothers returned.
东西吃完了。
They had consumed all the food.
还是要来。
They needed to return once more.
雅各说不可以啦。
Jacob said to them, "You shall not bring."
约瑟死了。
Joseph has died.
现在又留了那个西缅哦。
And you have now left behind Simeon.
那一次两个都不见了。
We cannot lose any more brothers.
不行啊。
We cannot lose any more.
全家会死啊。
Our whole family will perish.
好，只好把小弟带去了。
Because they would perish without the food, so at the end they decided to bring the youngest brother.
我们看四十三章。
Let's turn to verse 43, chapter 43.
四十三章。
Chapter 43.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
这时候小弟来了。
This time the little brother came.
耶稣就问了。
And he asked,
你们爸爸好吗？
Is your father well?
你所讲那个老人家平安吗？
The old man of whom you spoke.
那
Is he still alive?
二十八节啊。
Verse 28.
他们回答说：“你仆人，我们的父亲平安。”
They said.
他还在。
Your servant, our father, is in good health. He's still alive.
于是他们低头下拜。
And they bow their heads down and prostrated themselves.
这十个人已经想说莫名其妙，他说我们是奸细，怎么对我那个老爸那么有兴趣？
The ten brothers probably thought to themselves, "It is strange that the prime minister would take interest in our father."
二十九节啊。
Verse 29.
约瑟举目一看，哎，同母的兄弟便雅悯了。
Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, the son of his mother.
他可能也不是非常认识，他说：“哎，你们所讲的那个就是这个小弟吗？”
Perhaps he did not know his brother very well. And so he asked, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?"
又对那个小弟说了，说小儿啊，愿神赐福给你。
And he said to Benjamin, "God be gracious to you, my son."
敬畏神人是有感情的。
A person that fears God has true emotion.
从神来的感情。
He has this love from God.
所以三十节。
Verse
30. 于是爱弟之情发动。
Now his heart yearned for his brother.
这次比上次更紧急啊。
And this is more urgent. The feeling is more urgent than the last time.
上次他还观模观样的转身进去哭了再回来。
The last time when he saw his brother, he had to hide himself before he could,
这次没办法。
He could cry. But this time he could not.
他要赶快跑啊。
He had to run really quickly.
很急啊，他就急忙的寻找可哭之地进去，那里面哭了一场。三十一节还特别写说，他洗了人才赶快出，才能出来，勉强云人吩咐人赶快摆给他们吃。
And so Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep, and he went into his chamber and wept there. And then it describes how he had to wash his face before he could come out, and he restrained himself and finally was able to say, "Serve the bread."
他本来用计想把这十个哥哥打发走，弟弟留下。
We know that his original strategy was to try and get rid of his 10 older brothers and to leave, to have his younger brother himself.
但是不行啊。
But he could not.
我们看44章第十八节。
Chapter 44, verse 18.
这时候犹大出来了。
Here, then Judah came out to speak.
这特别说犹大挨近他说。
It says, then Judah came near to him and said.
本来是不敢接近的，但是现在为了救弟弟啊，他已经跟爸爸讲了，如果弟弟被留下，就是我。
Judah came forth to save his younger brother Benjamin because he had promised his father.
犹大从四十四章的第十八节一直讲到三十四节。
Judah entreated to Joseph from verse 18 to 38.28.
我们看三十三节、啊、
Verse 33.
他讲了很多理由、啊、
He said had many reasons.
他说现在求你、求你容仆人住下，替这个童子做我主的奴仆。他意思说放弟弟走，我在这里做你的奴隶了。
In verse 33 he said, "Please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my lord." It means that he was willing to give his life up as a slave in order to save his younger brother.
如果我的弟弟这个他不回去见我爸爸，我爸爸可能没命了。
He thought to himself, if he did not save his younger brother and the younger brother couldn't return to his father would die.
约瑟能够体认别人的苦情啊。
Joseph could understand the suffering of others.
这个十个哥哥跟以前不一样了。
And he understood that his 10 brothers are different from before.
他的 敬畏神的人心是会被感动的。
A heart, a man who fears God can has a heart that can be moved.
我们看四十五章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 45, verse 1.
约瑟在左右啊，约瑟在左右站在人的面前，情不自禁吩咐一声。
Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out.
他是宰相啊，旁边一定有很多卫兵，那个埃及人啊。
He was the prime minister. For sure, he had a lot of soldiers around him.
第一次要哭，有模有样去哭。
The first time he cried, he excused himself to cry.
第二次赶快跑。
The second time, he made haste to go into his room.
第三次跑不掉。
The third time, he couldn't escape anymore.
太急了，只好叫别人跑。
He asked everyone else to leave.
他说，吩咐一声说，人都要离开我出去。
He said, make everyone go out from me.
接下来说。约瑟和他弟兄们相认的时候，没有一个人站在他面前。
And it says, so no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他就放声大哭。
And he wept aloud.
那些跑的人其实都听见了，因为他那个声音洪亮，哭得太大声了。
Because he cried so loud, even though his servants had left him, but they had heard his cry.
埃及人和法老家中人都听见了，大家都听见。
It says that the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh all heard it.
他对他第三节哈，约瑟对他的弟兄们说：“我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？”
Verse 3. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?"
他弟弟怎么回答？不，他哥哥们怎么回答
？How did his brothers answer him？
所以说不能回答，他都愣住了。
It says that his brothers could not answer him because they were astonished. They were in shock.
所以第四节，约瑟跟他们说：“来，近前来。”
In verse 4, Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me."
接纳他们了。
He accepted them.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
约瑟伏在他弟弟便雅悯的颈项上。
Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept.
哭。
He wept.
那便雅悯也在他的颈项上哭啊。
And Benjamin wept on his neck.
亲嘴抱着他们哭。
And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them.
我们看到一次一次的哭啊，在哭里面释放。
We see how he cried one time and then another. Through crying, he was able to release.
英雄不流泪，英雄没有赦免呢。
There's a saying that goes that the heroes do not cry, but it also means
因为你的心不被打动。
Because they have a hardened heart, they do not release.
约瑟哭了。
But Joseph cried.
在哭当中，一次一次的释放。
Through crying, he was able to release his brothers.
现在已经是完全接纳他们。
And now he was able to accept his brothers.
所以随后他的弟兄们就和他说话。
And after that, his brothers spoke with him.
接下来他就去把爸爸再接回来。
And then they went to receive his father.
29节哈。
Verse
29。46章29节。
Chapter 46, verse 29.
他见到爸爸了。
He saw his father.
也是趴在他爸爸的颈项上哭了许久。
He fell on his father's neck and wept for a good while.
我们看五十章。
Chapter 50.
爸爸要死了。
His father was about to die.
他伏在他爸爸的面上哀哭。
Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him.
约瑟的故事。
This is the story of Joseph.
前半段是苦难又苦难。
And the first half was filled with suffering and tribulation.
后半段一哭到底啊。
The second half was full of crying.
一直哭哭到他爸爸死。
He cried until the day that his father died.
爸爸死了17年之后。
After he had passed away for 17 years.
哥哥们又请人来讲话。
His brothers asked someone to come and speak.
说你爸爸死之前有交代哦，不要报复啊。
This before his father passed away, he had made sure that Joseph would not take revenge.
我们看十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17.
约瑟听到这个话。
When Joseph heard the words of his brother.
十七节这边说，约瑟他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
And when they said the words of his father to Joseph, Joseph cried.
一直在哭啊。
Joseph continued to weep.
这个时候约瑟已经是五十几岁了。
At this time, Joseph was about in his 50s.
我们一般，但一般呢，小孩子最喜欢哭了，老人也好像越来越喜欢哭，还是不是？
In the past, only children cry. Nowadays, seems that older people also cry. I don't think I'm too old.
一路哭啊。
So he cried all his life.
十七年过去了。
17 years had passed.
他已经完全放他们了。
He had completely released his.
被放的人以为还在监牢里面。
But the people who had been released by him
thought that they
were
still 抓回来。
In jail, and they had the potential of being put in jail again.
约瑟听了都哭了。
And because of this, Joseph.
哥哥啊。
Was sad in his heart.
我已经放了你们。
He said to his brother.
你们怎么还以为我还会再抓你们呢？
I had already released you. Why do you think that I would want to?
约瑟有不忍的心哦。
Keep you again. Joseph had a heart of mercy.
他是真正的把哥哥们放了。
He truly forgave his brothers.
真的放了。
He truly released them.
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
五十章十九节。
Chapter 50, verse 19.
约瑟对他们说，
Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid.
我不能代替神啊。
For I am in, am I in the place of God?
从前你们的意思是要害我。
You meant evil against me.
但神的意思是好的。
But God meant it for good.
要保全许多人的性命。
In order to bring it to save many people's lives.
成就今日的光景。现在你不用害怕。
As it is today, do not be afraid.
你们以前是坏。
You were evil before.
真的是你们要害我。
It is true that you tried to hurt me.
他没有把他说的说哇，你们以前做好事啊，幸好你卖了我到埃及，不然我今天怎么能够当宰相？
He didn't say to them, "You had done a good deed; otherwise, I wouldn't be a prime minister today."
错还是错。
It is true that his brothers did something wrong.
但是不一样的是，他敬畏神。
But what made the difference was that he feared God.
他晓得后面有神。
He knew that God was watching over him.
有神的人，有敬畏神的人
，a person that fears God，
才能够很安静的度过苦难。
Is able to endure suffering or tribulation peacefully.
在不明白为什么受苦的时候能安静。
In the situation of not understanding why one is suffering, he is able to have peace.
在苦难当中能够做得最好。
Even though he was in tribulation, he was able to do his best.
能够从苦难当中出来。
He was able to walk out of his tribulation.
在苦难过后。
And after his suffering,
才能够释放人。
He was able to release others.
虽然在这之前，他还把兄弟们关了三天。
Even though before this, he jailed his brothers 3 days.
但是他因为敬畏神。
But because he feared God.
敬畏神是始点呢。
And this is the
开始的一个
the starting point. The fear of God
开始敬畏神
is the starting point.
一路哭啊，哭到底。
He started from fearing God and he cried all the way to the end.
其实他完成了神给他的使命。
And actually he had accomplished the mission that God had for him.
这个使命是从亚伯兰开始的。
And this mission had been started with Abraham.
创世纪十五章，神应许的应许地。
From Genesis chapter 15, from the promised land.
神说以色列要下埃及四百年。
God said the Israelites would go into Egypt for 400 years.
其中的一个关键期就是约瑟。
And the key determining factor is Joseph.
然后以后还要出来。
And after that they would come out.
约瑟是他所扮演的。
And Joseph served that role.
就是历史中的一点。
A very important role in history.
他在苦难当哭当中完成。
And he was able to accomplish this mission through suffering and weeping.
神在我们身上，在你们身上都是一样的。
And what God has in mind for every one of us is the same.
每个人都是一点。
We all are one point.
但是这一点慢慢的移动。
And from this one point, we will extend.
我们就造成了很多的线，造成一个面。
And we
在线在移动，就造成了一个。提了
We can make connections by moving forward and make a link up in a network.
所以我们每个人都是一点。
And so all of us are one point.
借着时空，借着你的圣工的投入。
But through our working together and working for God.
在神的历史时间里面，成就了神的 经纶成就了神的国。
In God's time and God's history, we're able to accomplish the mission of the kingdom of God.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
345首。
Hymn 345.